Firstborn is the fictional story of a major scientific achievement. Through in vitro fertilization, a pregnancy is created that would otherwise not have occurred. Sounds like just another medical TV drama? Well, the big difference this time is that the parents don't have a lot in common. The unknown sperm donor is a human male, but the mother, Mary, is a gorilla. Charles Dance, the star of Jewel in the Crown, plays Edward Forrester, the scientist whose experiments resulted in this top-secret hybrid. The child, whom he names Gordon, Gore for short, looks human except for a layer of downy black fur that quickly disappears. When Gore is still alive after 2 weeks, the only other scientist who knows of the hybrid's existence orders Forrester to destroy it. Instead, Forrester has it secretly adopted by a colleague and his wife, who raise it for nearly a year as a human child before Forrester reveals the truth to them.
It's not impossible. He is Mary's baby, but the sperm was human. I didn't invent the hybrid program, you know, it was official.
You carried it out?
Yes.
A perversion of nature.
Are you sure, Chris? If you believe in evolution, you believe we all share a common origin, back in the ocean slime. We are all hybrids by origin.
Oh, maybe. But to create a human-animal hybrid, now that isn't a step forward, that's a step back. I mean, what next? Human fishes?
Forrester moves Gore from home to home, but eventually adopts the hybrid himself. When the boy's ape-like vocal cords render him incapable of speaking, the scientist passes them off as a birth defect and has them reconstructed. At first, the surgery seems unsuccessful, and Forrester agonizes by recording his doubts into his private computer file on HO7, his codename for Gore.
He's gone through all this pain for what? There is obviously no hope.
Eventually, Gore does learn to speak. He matures into a young man, played by Jamie Foster, who is torn between the priesthood and the love of a young woman. Both of those options are dashed, though, when events lead Gordon to find a notebook telling of his first year of life. Gore takes it to Forrester's old partner, who assumed the hybrid had been killed all those years ago, and they literally compare notes.
You see, Forrester signaled that the hybrid had been terminated on October the 26th, 1975.
Not makes a reference to the orders for termination. But the record goes on.
The birth of the hybrid was signaled on September the 14th, 1975.
That's my birthday.
Director Philip Seville, producer Sally Head, and screenwriter Ted Whitehead adapted this three-part version of Maureen Duffy's Gore Saga novels, and they all did a great job. There's the same absurd sense of humor and sense of horror that ran all through She-Devil. And Firstborn is another total triumph. It's intelligent, philosophical, highly unusual, and totally addictive. Don't miss it. Even the theme music is weird.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.